This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hello, this is a podcast by the IET. We team up with inspirational engineers from around the globe who are all working to make the world a better place. Could you be one of them? From missions to Mars to technology exploring the deepest oceans, from nanotechnology to the design of some of the largest structures on Earth, exciting new innovations in engineering are changing and shaping our world in some amazing ways. And here's the thing, whatever your background, whatever your interests, engineering can help you be a part of this change. In this series, we're going undercover to talk to some engineers right at the forefront of some exciting new areas of technology. Ready? Let's take a closer look. Hi, I'm Lloydie. Welcome to a very merry and bright Christmas special of Undercover Engineers.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Now, what comes to mind when you think about Christmas? It might be pantomimes, Christmas light displays, a huge roast dinner, or perhaps bad cracker jokes. What you might not think of is the engineering behind these things. From the curtain rising at a pantomime to the Christmas illumination switch on in your local town, and even the Christmas lights on a Christmas tree at home. Engineering is behind a lot of the magic of Christmas. Isn't that right, Carla?
Yes, engineering is working hard behind the scenes to bring the festivities of Christmas to life. And today, we thought we'd go undercover and take a closer look at one of my favorite parts of Christmas, the lights display.
What a bright idea.
Did you know that Christmas lights started out hundreds of years ago as candles attached to the Christmas tree using wax or pins? I'm not sure how safe that would have been. Health and safety must have been very relaxed.
Don't you mean elf and safety?
This Christmas episode has really brought out the bad cracker jokes.
Well, tis the season. There's a whole journey between candles on trees to the flashing lights we have today. I think the first thing we need to look at is the creation of the light bulb itself. Many engineers paved the way for the invention of the light bulb, but it was engineer Thomas Edison who's credited with its invention in 1879, followed a year later when he created the first strand of electrical lights and decided that, in the spirit of Christmas, he'd hang them outside his lab. Whilst the Edison company started to make Christmas lights for people to put around their trees, people remained unsure about the new product and that you'd have to get an engineer to come around to put them up. So only the very wealthy had them. It wasn't until American President Grover Cleveland used electric Christmas lights on the White House Christmas tree in 1895 that the idea really caught on.
And ever since then, Christmas lights have seen major improvements thanks to engineers. In the 1970s, Christmas lights were bulky and used a lot of energy. They were very hot to the touch, broke easily, and weren't very environmentally friendly. Engineers then started to work on LED bulbs, which use a lot less energy and are more efficient. LED stands for light emitting diode. They work by an electrical current passing through a microchip, which illuminates the tiny light sources we call LEDs. Whilst the LED light had been invented by Nick Holonyak Jr. in the 1960s, the technology wasn't very advanced. And so in particular, engineers worked on creating technology that improved their brightness and efficiency, ultimately creating the Christmas LED lights we use today. Whether your Christmas lights at home or a huge display in your town or city, Christmas lights are always improving.
So when it comes to big light displays, there must be engineers behind it making sure everything works.
Yes, engineers work all year, not just at Christmas time, to make the incredible light displays we see. I caught up with Joe Sanford Hughes, an engineer and CEO of Pitch, a company who design and create the lighting for some impressive events, from music festivals to Christmas light trails, and that can include holograms. It's a pretty interesting job. Let's hear what Joe had to say.
My name is Joe. I am CEO of Pitch. We're based in Bristol. We do lots of different stuff, including sound, lighting, video. We do lots of motion graphics. We have a studio. We go out and we do sort of conferences, exhibitions, lighting of Christmas trails, and basically anything that comes along with that and fits in. So one of our big events we work on every year is Westonbirt, Enchanting Christmas. Westonbirt's a beautiful arboretum full of amazing trees. It's based in a couple of miles out of Tetbury. Every year Pitch create an Enchanted Christmas light trail where we fill the woodland with lighting, sound, video, characters and loads more. So what we do is we project on trees, we create musical light shows, we make interactive features, and we really show off nature with the lighting. Western Burt takes us a long time to plan. We begin planning for next year, we'll begin planning in January or February time. So this is where we talk about all the great things we have done in the previous year and also things perhaps that we didn't think worked as well. So then we start to brainstorm with all of our sort of like our creative people, the managers that were involved, and we create a big brainstorm of ideas for next year. And then we make a proposal that we put towards the Western Burt team, so which is Forestry England. So once that's all happened and we've all agreed the plan, we then start to assign all of the different features to different team members within Pitch. So then they work on planning them. And then by August, the planning is well underway. Features are being built here at the warehouse, ready for testing. We're then also designing all of the lighting for the trail. So this is where all the lights will go, what colours they will be, and all of that sort of stuff. So then by the end of October, we load the lorries and we head down to Western Burt and we start installing, first of all, the cable, our power plants. So we have our electricians on site, so they work out where all of the miles and miles of cable need to go, where all the distribution is, where the generators will be. And then we start putting the lighting out. And then the last week is where we put all of the features in. So this is all the features that have been built by loads of different team members with the rigging departments, and we'll have like video teams and that sort of thing. So they put all of the features in, and this takes us right up to opening night. We have many, many, many roles here at Pitch and loads of different skill sets. Most people who work here are also multi-skilled. So they have a vast knowledge of, say, lighting, but also video, for instance. Western Burt uses literally every type of skill that we have here. So we have lighting engineers, sound engineers, video engineers, fabrication technicians, power technicians, and every person plays a really important role in getting Western Burt built and set up ready in time. Sustainability is at our core at Pitch, and we're always trying to do more things to become more sustainable. So for instance, at Western Burt, 90% of our lighting is LED, which means it draws considerable amounts of less power than traditional like incandescent lighting. So it's like the traditional light bulb. So on our first year at Western Burt, we reduced the fuel bills by over 50% by using more energy efficient lighting. We also install our battery systems called SolCell. So this is essentially a big rack packed with batteries and inverters and some other really cool equipment that allows us to run things off of battery power. What we can then do is we can also plug solar panels into SolCell so that during the day the sun charges the batteries, and then at night we use the power from the batteries, and then during the day it charges again, and so on.
Thanks, Joe. It's incredible to think that the design process for this year's display at Western Burt Arboretum in Gloucestershire started in February.
I know, and it's not just at Western Burt. All over the world, engineers design and install incredible light displays. Did you know that Oxford Street's famous light display in London has over 300,000 recycled polymer LED lights, and that those bulbs use 75% less energy than regular light bulbs? I bet it takes a few engineers to screw in all of those. On the other side of the world, in Melbourne, Australia, 120 cyclists have pedalled away to generate enough electricity for 35,000 lights on the city's Christmas trees, and in so doing, set a world record for the number of bulbs lit up using pedal power.
Let's hear more from Joe. He told me a bit more about what got him into engineering in the first place and how they are using advanced technology to make events solar-powered and introduce holograms.
From a young child, I've always been interested in sound, lighting, all of that. So I used to DJ from the age of 9 with the help of my dad, and that's where it really started. From there, I went on to work for a small music shop where I lived, where they also did sound and lighting for local bands and events. And this is where I realized really what I wanted to do as a career. So I used to volunteer for lots of different things to try and get as much experience as I can. I used to volunteer for my local pantomime company, where I did the lighting for a few years there. On from that, I then worked my way up and I started working for a bigger production company. I started touring as a lighting designer, so I toured all over the country and Europe, and that went on for quite a few years. And then in 2018, I started working for Pitch here in Bristol, and now I am CEO and running the company. So there's so many different exciting advancements in lighting and that sort of thing. It moves very quickly in terms of technology. Having projectors, so traditionally projectors, you would think that they would have a light bulb in them, for instance, to project the image. But most of all the projectors that are used nowadays are laser projectors. So they actually have a laser light source inside them, which gives some massive benefits. One, they're really bright compared to traditional projectors. They use much, much, much less energy. They give off loads less heat, but they're also very, very cool. We also use holograms, of what we call holograms. So we have a product called Holox, which we created, which is essentially what we do is we create a, we get a gauze, which is a type of material with really fine holes in it. You put that at an angle, so coming down in front of people, and then you project onto the gauze and you have to light the background behind the gauze. It basically makes the gauze go invisible, so the projection looks like it's a hologram. My advice to give to young people, if you want to get into this industry, I've got quite a few, to be honest. I mean, experience is a huge, huge thing. Personally, throughout my life, I've just done everything I can to get as much experience as I can in multiple disciplines. So I know a little bit about sound, I know a little bit about lighting, I know a little bit about video, I know a little bit about rigging, and so on. And being able to be diverse in the areas of knowledge really gives you sort of like a step up into this industry. And when you know all of these different disciplines, you can then also teach people. And being able to teach is a huge, huge skill, and pass that knowledge on. And then the final thing is just being humble about the knowledge that you know. You know, if you're humble and you teach people and you mentor people as you go through life, you'll do really well.
Wow, it really makes you think about all of the engineering behind big events.
I know, right? If you're interested in creating the lighting for Christmas events or even music concerts and festivals, then perhaps a career as a lighting engineer is for you.
If you want to find out more about where engineering can take you and how you can be a part of the change in the world, you can get undercover by going online to education.theiet.org. And from everyone at the Undercover Engineers podcast, Merry Christmas.
And happy holidays.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.